Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I hope that you are having a fantastic day. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 19th day of the month of Iyar, on the 34th day of the Omer. I'd like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and as always, you can view them prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yahrzeit, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Some of you have reached out to me to share that you do not receive the daily OU Today email. To sign up, please go to together.ou.org, together.ou.org, and on the left side of the screen, you will see a blue box that says sign up for updates. There, you can enter your email address to sign up for the OU Today emails. If you have signed up previously and no longer receive the emails, please try to do this again, as well as checking your email spam folder to see if the emails are going there. If you enjoy our daily calls, and it's unbelievable to see on the back end of the call sheet, we have callers from nearly every state, from Israel, Canada, and even France. Please share word with your friends and family, and let them know that we would be thrilled for them to join us each day as well. You can share the same sign up with them at together.ou.org. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Sender Haber, Mora D'Asra of B'nai Israel Congregation in Norfolk, Virginia, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Haber reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. That's 20, 27, and 130, and there's a link in the daily email in Hebrew and English. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Haber will recite the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned after Rabbi Haber concludes for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Haber.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and thank you to the OU. And really, thank you to all of you for these daily prayers and these daily tefillos. They are working. Our prayers are being heard and answered. And I can only humbly bless all of us that we should hear Besiros Tovos, good news, Bekarov, very quickly. My son shared a very interesting story about the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of the Hasidic movement in the 18th century. Apparently, the Baal Shem Tov was traveling, as he did, and he came across an inn, and he went into the inn to spend the night. And as is the custom amongst very holy people, he woke up at midnight and he sat on the floor and he began to cry over the destruction of the temple. It's called Tikkun Chatzos. And the innkeeper woke up and he sees his esteemed guest is sitting on the floor crying. And he stops the Baal Shem Tov. He says, "What are you doing? Why are you sitting on the floor? Why are you crying?" And the Baal Shem Tov explained to him, he said, "You know, the temple was destroyed, Jerusalem was destroyed 2,000 years ago, but we still mourn." And he started discussing the destruction, and he started discussing the gullus and the exile. And Baal Shem Tov was so passionate that the innkeeper collapsed onto the floor, and he also began to cry. And he's sobbing and sobbing over the destruction of the temple, and the Baal Shem Tov couldn't bear it anymore to see a Jew so sad. And the Baal Shem Tov turns to the innkeeper and says, "You know, it's not all that bad. The fact is, God did give us a temple, and we had an amazing place, of Mikdash in Yerushalayim where we could be." He said, "And not only that, but when God went and punished us, he could have destroyed us, but he didn't. We still exist. He took out his anger, as it were, on wood and stones and brick and mortar, and we still exist. And, you know, we went out into the diaspora, and we have a mission to fulfill here, and we can spread sparks all over the world." And as he's talking, the innkeeper is listening, and he gets up, and he starts to dance, and he starts to smile. And the Baal Shem Tov got up, too, and they're dancing together. And finally, another guest wakes up and finds the Baal Shem Tov and the innkeeper dancing at midnight. And he asks them, he says, "Why are you dancing?" And the innkeeper says, we're dancing over the destruction of the temple. The temple was destroyed. Of course we're dancing. And it's a Hasidic story where it kind of turns around the way we normally think about things, but it actually comes from King David, comes from Psalms, comes from Tehillim. In Psalm 63, Samach Gimel, King David says, Mizmor leDavid, a song of David, b'yosa b'midbar Yehuda, when he was in the Judean desert. A song of David in the Judean desert. Now, David, King David, David HaMelech, had no business singing in the Judean desert. He was public enemy number one. He was considered to be a Morei B'Malchus, someone who was trying to kill the king. Everyone was trying to come after him. They were trying to kill him. His family wasn't there. He had nothing to eat, nothing to drink, no honor, no respect. He had nothing. And yet he's singing in the Judean desert. But if you look carefully in the Psalm 63, it tells us how he came to sing. He starts off by yearning. And the Radak, one of the main commentaries on Tehillim, tells us that he was yearning. He said he wishes that he could be by the Ark, by the Aron HaKodesh, which was at that time at Kiryas Yoarim, that he could be there, what we would consider the Kotel nowadays. But he wanted to be by the Ark, by the Aron HaKodesh. Or perhaps, he says, he wanted to be at the Mishkan, which at the time was still in Givon, at the tabernacle from the desert, and he couldn't legally travel to any of those places. So King David started to cry, and he started to say, Tzom alecha nafshi, said, God, my soul is thirsting for you. Kom alecha b'sari, all my flesh is yearning for you. Be'eretz tziyav oyech limayim, I'm such a dry and desolate place, both physical and spiritual. But then something interesting happened, and he started to think about what it was that he missed. And he started to reminisce about what it was like to stand before the Aron HaKodesh, to stand before the Ark. Started to reminisce about what it was like to be in the Mishkan, to be in the tabernacle. And he said, Kei b'kodesh chazi sicha, that I used to bask in your holiness, l'ros uzcha uchvodecha, to see your greatness, to see your might. Ki k'tov chastecha mechayim, he said, God, your greatness and your kindness is better than life. And he went on, and suddenly this sad yearning and this feeling of desperation turned into a song and turned into a thanks to Hashem. And that's really how we need to be thinking, because a lot of times we do get frustrated. We get frustrated that we can't do the things we want to do, that we can't go to places that we want to go. But sometimes just the memory, just thinking about, just the concept, thanking God for the concept that's in our mind, thanking God for the memories, thanking God for the feeling of Kein Bakodesh Chazvisicha, that we do have this beautiful and unique attachment to God and availability that God makes himself available to us at every moment, that could turn even the most desperate situation into a situation that's inspiring, and even a situation of happiness and of singing. And with that, we will continue with the 20th Psalm, Perek Chaf. Please recite together with me. Again, Perek Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamenatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka. Yivgar kol minchosecha, v'alasecha yedashin asela. Yiten lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atosecha yimalei, niranena b'yishua secha, v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimale Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ato yodati ki Yoshia Adonai mishicho, yaneu mishmei kodsho, tigvuros yesha yemino. Eile vorechev ve'eile basusim, v'anachdu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazgir. Hema karu v'nafalu, ואנחנו קמנו ונסודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ביום קראנו. We continue with Psalm 27, Perek Chaf Zayin. לדוד, אדוני אורי ויישי ממי עירו, אדוני מעוז חיי ממי אפחד. בקרוב עלי מרעים לאכול את בשרי, Torai v'oli v'ali, hema koshlu v'nafalu. Im tachane alai machane, lo yiro libi. Im takum Olai milchomo. Vizos ani boteach. Acha sha'alti me'eis adunoi. Osa avakesh. Shivti b'reis adunoi ko yimei chayai. Lachazos b'noam adunoi. Ulevaker b'heichalo. Ki yitzbeneni b'suko b'yom ra'o. Yastireni b'seser ohalo. Bitzur yirom emeni. Rato yorum roshi aloi vai sivivosai. Ve'ezbecho b'ohalo zivche srua ashiro v'azamro l'adunoi. Shema adunoi koli ekro. V'choneni v'aneni. L'cho amar libi bakshu fanoi esponecho adunoi avakesh. Al taster ponecho mimeni, al tat ba'af avdecho, ezrosi yoyiso, al titsheni ve'al tazveni, Elohe Yishi. Ki ovi v'ini azavuni, v'adunoi yaseni. Horeini adunoi darkecho, unecheni ba'orach mishor, lema'an shoriroi. Al titneni b'nefesh tzoroi, ki kamu vi, Ede sheker, v'yifeach chomos. Lulei hemanti zeros betuv adunoi, v'eretz chayim. Kavei el adunoi, chazak, v'yameitz libecho, v'kavei el adunoi. Continue with Psalm 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir HaMa'alos Mimamakim Krosicho Adonoi Adonoi Shim'o V'koli Tiyeno Oznecho Kashuvos L'kol Tachanunoi Im Avonos Tishmor Yo Adonoi mi yamod ki imcho haslicho lima'an tivorei ki visi Adonoi ki viso nafshi velidvoro hochoti Nashi Adonoi Mishomrim Laboker Shomerim Laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonoi Kim Adonoi Hachesed Valbeim Ofidus Vehu Yistes Yisrael Mikol Avonosov. We continue with the Mishabeach for Cholim, the prayer for the ill. I will pause so that you can add a name. Mishabeach Avoseinu, Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Moshe Aaron David U'Shlomo, Yivorech V'Yirata Yasacholim, Ba'avur sh'anachnu mispalim ba'avura. B'schazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleyam. La'achlimam u'raposam. La'achzikam u'la'achyosam. Yishlach lehem mehera refua shalema min ha'shamayim. L'chol evareyem u'l'chol gideyem. V'toch shar chol Yisrael. Refuas ha'nefesh u'refuas ha'guf. Hashto ba'golo v'izman kariv v'nomar amen. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim b'tzoru uvashivya, haomdim bein bayom uvein bayabosho, hamakom yirachem aleyem, v'yotziya mitzorel vocho, umeafelo leoro, umishibu b'geulo. Hashto v'agolo v'izman koriv, v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Haber. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Rabboni Sholem, the Master of the World, speedily, please, bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Eitan Feiner of Congregation Knesset Israel in Far Rockaway, New York. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.